This is why we're single.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Yo, 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 and we are back once again. I ain't got no back. We back like Power. Anybody watch that shit? Did. How did you like it?
The intro gotta go, bro.
Nah, I actually like the intro.
Nah, yeah,
I don't fuck with the intro.
Big, rich town. Like, it's there. Like, we feel it. We embedded.
Like, the intro, makes it feel like it's like more like popcornish type shit.
Niggas
like,
had,
like, no.
Niggas had the memes of, like, oh, I can't wait till they say it's the big rich. Then that shit did not happen. Niggas was just sitting there, like.
I was sitting there, dumbfounded, sorty.
Like, what the fuck is this? Like, this ain't Power, is it? Like,
big sorty.
But nah, I ain't really. But I mean, we've been new. Power was getting kind of at a point where it's almost like that last season of Game of Thrones at this point, man. Like, you just too invested to really let it go.
I mean, I can really let it go. I'll keep it.
I can let it go.
I can let it go. Because after this, like, it was like some acting situations in there. I was just like, y'all niggas can't really act for real.
You know what?
And y'all acting is not acting right.
And I'm glad you fucking said that, because Trav pointed that shit out to me like a couple of days ago, and now I can't unsee the fact that the motherfuckers really can't act. Like,
it'd be bad acting.
It's trash acting. Like,
no,
trash,
it's not even acting,
fuck.
Nigga. That's acting. Like, it's not even a whole. Like, I don't know what it is.
Hey, Lala was dragging that wagon, old boy.
Was dragging that motherfucking wagon.
Oh, where it came from?
Oh, we know exactly where it came from. Dr. Miami, goddamn.
That's where that motherfucker came from. Carmelo's bank account. What you mean? She about to get the half of that nigga shit, ain't she?
Man, that shit. Ooh wee. But yeah, I see it. I'm like, nah, bro.
But the shit didn't make no sense, dog. Like, you tell fucking Tommy, like, yeah, like, you came to go kill this nigga. And then fucking Tariq walk in the fucking door, and then you like, ah, you got 10 minutes with him. Why? We not finished. What, nigga? That shit didn't make zero sense, nigga. I'm coming to kill you. I'm going to give you 10 minutes with my son.
It was a family fight, but
everybody got to die.
Hey, what?
Yeah, that shit was weird. That's what I'm saying, man. They don't. I mean, shit, I figured y'all watched it at this point. But yeah, for him to try to kill him at the end, that's what I'm saying. I was kind of confused. Like, why didn't you just try to kill him at that moment? You knew who the fuck he was. His guard was down. But yeah. You know, it is what it is.
I think they done officially jumped the shark, my nigga. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, at the end, that all this shit is a dream from Raina. Oh, that would be some weird shit that they would fucking do. Like Raina been in a coma since she got shot and shit, and it's all as a dream of her fucking head for the last 2 years. Like, nah, that'd be some dumb shit.
This
they
ain't
would
Game
do.
Of Thrones, nigga. We ain't finna go that far with it, with niggas gun changing the birds and shit.
Hey, got fucking conspiracy theories over here about right. Power. Fuck that.
Man, let that shit run.
Hey, but if that shit is true, though, you niggas gonna look at me like a fucking savant in this bitch, man.
Nah, you just got the script early. That's all. Nah.
Look at shit leaked.
That's all.
No. Man, what's good, man? It's your boy DB.
This Chicago, nigga.
It's your boy Ellie to the O-N. The fucking champion of champagnes and beers and all that other good shit.
Detroit! This your boy Dre with an A. You spell Dre with an A with an A. Pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember? No, because some dude asked him, like, how do you spell Dre with an A? Like,
Dre
with an A.
Yes.
So.
And this is that's why we're single, ladies and gentlemen, back for another exciting episode. Before we get into it, we've got a lot of shit to get into. Don't forget, we got all of our social media platforms. Email us at thatswhywe'resingle@gmail.com. Instagram, that's why we're single, all one word. Facebook, that's why we're single. Twitter, that's why we're, followed by the number one. And then make sure you subscribe to your favorite podcast listening platform through anchor.fm/thatswhywe'resingle. All right, let's get into it, man. How was everybody weekend?
It was cool.
It was cool.
It was a good weekend, man. Happened.
We had the chill.
Yeah, it was a chill weekend. I enjoyed myself. I didn't do too much. R bar a few times and then messed around and it's a brunch was did
it was
his
a
thing.
Brunch, shit. That's what
yeah,
it was.
It did its thing again, man. Just shout out to everybody that came through.
Saw a lot of wagons up in there.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, them soft legs pulling up. You hear me?
You hurt.
Shout out to DJ Burn, too, man. He showed. I always showed love. Shout out to Chef Marty, man. He came through, so it's getting ugly out here, man. I'm telling you, I got some things in the works. Oh, also shout out to Tyshawn Colquitt. He came through from The Voice and nine-time winner at the Apollo. You know what I'm saying? I always got something in my bag. And that was the thing. Like, a lot of people didn't know he was even coming, so I think it was just a nice little touch. So, man. Hey, pull up. We back next month. So
it is.
Look forward.
At this point, I ain't even. At this point, you got a reputation that precedes itself, so I ain't about to even gas this shit up for the dudes they that didn't even, show
man,
up.
Listen, they got to get over it. Man. Hey, if you don't pull up and like things, y'all see the pictures, man. We told y'all this is the second time we told y'all.
Like, I'm not at this point. It's just like
if you don't do it, you don't do it. That's your fault.
Fuck it,
man. It's always a nice, always. So I don't mind.
And Dre with an A always got something up his sleeve, so always. You know,
I don't mind.
And then we were invited to the African American Cultural Fest. We did do a little quick pop up podcast.
There it is. You know good what job, I'm fellas.
So, shout out to
held it down.
Shout out to Malcolm. You know what I'm saying, for the invite. Shout out to Trip. You know what I'm saying, for being on the panel as well as Malcolm on the panel as well, man. We had a good time. Shout out to everybody that came out and listened to us. Yeah, Mos Def, man. It was definitely a good experience, man.
Mos Def was there?
I wish.
That's what it sounded like you said. Mos Def, you know. I was like, oh, shit. My nigga was there?
No, he was in Dayton, man. With everybody else. I'm sad about that.
Hold on. Hey, Mos Def, did he get back? Was he able to get back in the States?
I respect definitely that. Did. That's what's up. Yeah. When I seen this Stevie Wonder pull up, I'm like,
oh yeah, no, that's a different kind of bag.
Yeah, that's a boss move right there. For
like,
sure,
hey, yo, Stevie, can you can you see yourself over here?
Kanye doing the whole
Sunday service
was amazing.
Come on, man.
I was getting pictures of Kim. Was looking absolutely man.
Magnificent.
Scrumptious.
Oh.
She was looking scrumptious.
I ain't never been a real big Kim K fan.
Me either, but I mean, I gotta respect how much she paid for her body. That's all. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, so
I do got one shout out though. Shout out to the only black brewery that's in the United States, Crowns and Hops. They had like an event here this weekend at like Brew Dog and stuff like that. We were fortunate enough, when I say we, I mean our bar, you know, just some little black-owned business that's in the, Old Town East, nothing too crazy. We sponsored them, and they showed love. They showed love to the city. They had, like, two crazy events, one in Canal, one at Franklinton, and it was a good turnout. So, hey, black people do love craft beers, FYI.
I'm getting to understand that, and I'm actually appreciating craft beers and shit, because you knew me a couple years ago, it was no way in hell I would drink an IPA.
Facts, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And now I drink them like it's nothing.
Yeah, because IPAs is really the shit. And then they got two beers that they're introducing. You may see it in a bar or not, but you know, just look out for it. That's all.
So you saying you bringing the beers to a certain bar?
Just a little R bar. You know, ain't shit. You know, black owned business. Just in Old Town East, 890, Oak Street.
Man, but speaking of which, shout out to R Bar, the official sponsor of That's Why We're Single.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. R Bar is the official sponsor of That's Why We're Single. So definitely, if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, make sure you stop by the 890 Oak Street, a bar for the people, by the people.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? They cut the check. So we got to give them a shout out.
Hey, there it is, man. What you said last week, we only go to places that our money is appreciated, not tolerated?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, listen, I paid attention a little bit last week, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Huh. Time out.
I like that.
And then, speaking of our bar, I think it's time we announce our next That's Why We're Single live event.
Oh, well, shit.
Yes, we got a little.
Another one.
We got our little, when I don't say little. But this is definitely the brainchild of
downplaying it already.
This is definitely, I got to give appreciation to Leon, because this is definitely his brainchild. But we are gonna definitely have a live podcast event.
And y'all gonna love this shit.
We gonna surprise them. Yeah, gonna be surprised.
It's definitely a surprise. Like, I had to convince my brothers to see the vision when they finally saw it. They was like, All right, it makes fucking sense.
But listen to this lineup that we got, though.
Uh-oh.
So it's going to be a silent Halloween live podcast event.
Sounds great to me.
That means that all of the music, all of the podcasts will be heard through headphones for the entire night. That's going to be October 25th at Our Bar.
October 25th, 890 Oak Street.
In honor of Dre, we're going to have Shot O'Clock.
Ooh, yes. Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
So you might be asking yourself, if you've never been to a Sunday fun day at Dre's, you don't know what Shot O'Clock is.
Yikes.
But it's about to go down. So this is what we're doing for Shot O'Clock, right? From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., everything at the bar is half off. Let me say that again. Everything at the bar is everything. Half off from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if I was you, I would make sure I got off work early.
And I got two drinks for somebody.
You got two drinks for somebody?
Just two.
Because hey, there we go. You know what?
I got two drinks as well.
But you got to be there from 7.
But you got to be there from 7 to 8. Once you get there at 8, once the pot, we're going to start the podcast at 8 p.m. on the dot.
On the dot. And this is not CP time.
No, this is actually because we have a whole, you know what I'm saying?
We got stuff planned for y'all. Plan. We got a plan for y'all. Y'all just pay attention to us. That's it.
Pull up on me.
So tickets are going to be $15.
Okay.
But. Not only does that include your headphones, we're going to throw in another drink at that $15.
Oh, damn.
So you get one premium drink and the headphones, $15.
I don't see that. That sounds like a win to me.
Pull up.
Like, what y'all doing?
But I ain't done yet, though.
Oh, shit.
I ain't done yet, though.
All right, come on, man.
Because last but not least, in the spirit of Halloween, we are going to have a sexiest Halloween costume contest.
Okay.
With a cash prize.
Okay.
So you come there, $15. You get a drink with your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And if you dressed in a costume, you got a chance to walk out of there with more money than you walked in with.
Yeah.
In addition, you got Shot O'Clock from 7 to 8.
Yeah. And you got, I heard 4 drinks was being passed around for the free ski.
4 drinks for the free ski. Like,
and I'm on trash, so I'll let y'all know right now.
Definitely requesting the 25th and the 26th.
I'm gonna let y'all know right now.
We's on straight right now. Trash. So please make sure.
Big trash.
Tickets will be on sale as soon as you hear this. You can go to Eventbrite. I'm sure you can search That's Why We're Single and find the tickets, because we record a week ahead of time. So, right. So,
ta-da.
So,
on the way.
You know, speaking of which, if you listen to this, happy Labor Day. Enjoy your off day if you
ain't
working. You know what I'm saying? If you are working, if you're working at Popeye's, we feel bad for you because the motherfucking sandwich is coming out.
Ain't no time off, dog.
Listen.
Ain't no time off at Popeye's, nigga.
But speaking of listen, have y'all niggas really seen these lines?
Yes.
From Popeye? Like, literally, over the last few weeks, these lines have been ridiculous. Like, especially at the one that's on Hamilton.
Oh, that's the hood.
The one at Gahanna.
They want to get Hannah. I gotta figure out what's
on Hamilton Road. So it's over there. It's over in that area. Where
Right. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Literally in Gahanna.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, hey, straight out there. Dumping. Fucking thudding,
yeah,
bro.
That motherfucker like was dumping. 12 o'clock on Saturday, and they was already going.
Going.
I called myself trying to be slick. I was like, you know what? Because I'm on campus. I'm going to roll up on campus at 11 o'clock. These college kids ain't going to be up. Shit, that motherfucking line was out the door.
Jordan release.
I was type like, shit. I was like, shit, y'all can have this chicken sandwich. But
have you had one?
I have had one. Dre, I've had several.
What's
your thoughts?
I tried both of them.
You know what? I'm not a fan unless you get extra sauce.
Wow,
overrated experience. I mean, the hype is.
It's definitely.
I had it in July, so I missed all this.
Got it.
Extra I heard stuff. This shit just came out though.
No, I came out in July. I had it right before we went to what's the name party?
Okay.
When you pulled up, I had it then.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Matter of fact, you did. Remember that shit. You like, did.
To me, it's cool. It ain't.
Is it better than Chick-fil-A? I'm gonna tell you why it is. The only reason why Chick-fil-A is low key, they could be winning, is only because they got cheese on it. That's it. If they, hey, if Popeyes put cheese on that thing,
I mean you could. Well, you can't.
Popeyes don't got cheese.
Chick-fil-A, the chicken breast tastes like the chickens just was just treated with love. You know what I'm saying? They just all massaged and shit. You know what I'm saying? You get that big ass church's chicken ass breast from fucking Popeyes. Ain't no goddamn breast that goddamn big.
The Debo of chicken.
Right.
But you was, you was
eating,
like,
eating that motherfucker. That motherfucker bigger than a Big Mac.
You was full.
I ain't gonna lie though. Like I said, though, it's a solid sandwich.
It is. It is.
But you gotta get extra sauce
for the crave that they got going on.
I don't need the extra sauce on it.
You can miss me. Like if you tell me I gotta wait 10 minutes, I'm good.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead.
Like, the hype gonna die down though. Cover a couple weeks and shit. Yeah, it's gonna start getting cold outside. I start getting cold outside. Nah, shit, y'all motherfuckers in hoodies. Like, it's already cold outside. Motherfuckers like, look, I ain't about to fucking.
This that season though.
It is the season. I like fucking. I like when it get cold. I can wear layers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So
it is that season, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
It approached real quick though. It ain't give us no warning.
It didn't.
That's the only thing.
But for real, I felt like the drive happened already.
It was 95. Then it was like 71.
Right. Yeah.
Like, hold up. What the? Hey, my nigga. Like, when the 80 gonna get? Nah, bro. We gonna do 71. Hey,
once it hit a certain degree outside, you already know what time it is. So
we the motherfucking open up the hoodie closet. Nah. Start motherfucking
that and this,
step warming up for cuffing season and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Season to be cuffed,
man. Right? I tell motherfuckers, man, I'm gonna be a first round pick this shit, man.
A first round pick.
I'm gonna do a first round pick this year in cuffing season, man.
I'm okay with being a second round pick. You feel me?
I just want to have my choice, man. I want to have my choice. Want to have a good situation. You know what I'm saying? Have a max deal.
Situations.
Right. I'm gonna have a little. Until then, I'm gonna hold out like Ezekiel Elliott, man. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga trying to get a max deal for real.
Absolutely.
God,
know your worth, goddamn.
Nigga, with the max.
Oh, you are the prize, huh?
I am the fucking prize.
There it is.
And there it is. And with that said, we were talking for about 20 minutes. Ain't said shit about the show.
I ain't said shit about shit.
Ain't said shit about shit. But let's go ahead and get into this show with a little bit of that free game.
Free game. Free game.
All right.
Was that your Mary Jane?
That was what I say, the Rick James.
I see it. I see what you did there.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Cool. We only got two for you this week, but we feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're very, very important free games for you. And the first one is something that I put into the chat just because I've seen a lot of it recently. I know it's cuffing season. It's coming up. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that, you know, want to be cuffed. And I get it, you know, companionship is a part of life. I understand that, but stop being desperate for it. Like, that shit smells like a stank ass cologne, and like everybody can fucking brute. That shit smells like brute cologne on
not
you.
Not the car.
Yes, and that shit is fucking like it's a turnoff. Like, right. No matter how good you are as a dude, no matter how good you are as a woman, like, if you come off as desperate, like, that shit just is, like, a repellent to me, man. I just can't fucking, like, deal with it.
Define desperate, though, like, because everybody see it differently. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I think we had this conversation before.
I know. I'm saying, like, well, we said thirsty, but, like, what's the desperate part, though? Like, you know, I know we all just seen somebody that be, like, hopeless romantic on their freaking Twitter caption and everything like that. You'd be like, nah, you just be out here trying to find love, and you know what I'm saying, you doing it the wrong way. So like, what would you say like would be desperate in this situation?
As a like a physical example of something we can see and touch, I would say when you just have a person that is constantly on social media posting about wanting to be in a relationship every single day, or because they not in a relationship, they gonna bash the opposite sex because they not in a relationship. But then the next post is like, ooh, I'm ready to get cuffed, and I'm ready to do this, and I'm ready to do that. Like, we know, you know what I'm saying?
We know, we see it.
Like, relax.
I think a lot of people do stuff, of course, for attention, but also to talk about the lack thereof, because, you know what I'm saying, some people just twisted in the mind where my nigga, and then you be like, oh, you talk to him like, yeah, so da da, I ain't got no nigga, but your social media said
that's your nigga.
I just be posting, you know what I'm saying, like, don't be, you know what I'm saying, don't pay me no attention.
What's
on there,
goofy ass?
So that's what I'm saying, like, you know, I don't read much into the social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to talk to somebody because, man, people play who they want to play on social media. Like, you can be the biggest, baddest motherfucker in town, but then, you know what I'm saying, you may talk to somebody in that city like,
we don't know,
like,
this
who?
Nigga. We don't know this nigga.
Like, who? Like,
right.
From where? He ain't never live out here. He ain't from my hood. Right. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? So
must be two sides.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't pay that shit no attention. Just like I have seen, you know what I'm saying, women, thousands of followers, but you know what I'm saying, like, asking regular people for money, like, you know what I'm saying, doing, like, what are you doing?
Are we going there?
Wait a minute.
I'm just talking about just in general, you know what I'm saying, like, just, like, I don't let social media, I know it's two sides to that story.
Oh, yeah, no, it's always
absolutely.
So that's what I'm saying, like,
yeah.
I would say on the desperate side more so, I definitely know some people that's, like, I ain't gonna say desperate, but I would just say even those people that, like, relationship jump.
Ooh.
That's more scary to me than someone posting about it, because then you're saying, to me, you're saying, I can't be by myself, I have to be with somebody else. That shit scares me.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, why do you need somebody else? What's missing from you that you feel like, oh, I can't be by myself,
right?
I have to go to this person because they complete me more than I complete myself.
I think that has to do with just something psychological. In addition to that, that in society, we are taught that, you know, it's a man and a woman complete. You need a man and a woman to continue life. You know what I'm saying? It's about being complete. Whereas I've recently, you know, changed mine. And I thought that way too, but I recently changed my aspect of it. Not like recently, but like I would say for the last like five years of my life, it's been like I'm already complete. You know what I'm saying? Whatever higher power you believe in, you know, I believe that God made you complete. You may find someone that compliments you, you know what I'm saying, or someone that enhances you or makes you better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you are already a complete being. You're not a puzzle piece that's looking for, you know, someone else to complete you to make you whole. Like,
and that
is scary as fuck. Like I say, I know people that literally hop from relationship to relationship. Like, and it's scary. Like, I tell you a good example. Every time I go to one of the events at a club, I won't say the name. We had a day party that Saturday, but I see this one girl, and every time she's there, she's with a different nigga. Mm. Like every time, like we work out at the same gym together. She might work out with a different nigga. Now, if she, you know what I'm saying, pimping or whatever she is, like, hey, I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, pimping.
Do your thing. But I'm just saying that shit might not be a good look, yo. Cause it's like the circle small as fuck. Like you gonna see motherfucker multiple times. Like it killed me when motherfuckers walk up to introduce themselves to me and be like, yeah, but I kinda seen you around. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, like Columbus ain't that fucking big. Man. Like, yeah, like you gonna see me around. But
I mean, especially if you know, doing all the same things that we do.
Right, absolutely. So I'm just saying that shit just might not be a good look. Anything you got to say about Leon?
I don't got shit to say about it because I don't pay attention to shit. I think that'd be my issue. Like, I'd be so oblivious to, like, desperate shit. I think it weeds out all that. I think it weeds out that shit for me personally because I don't really pay attention to it. By the time it happens, I'm like, damn, what the fuck that happened? So, that's just me.
Keep your eyes open. Remember, it don't cost much to pay attention.
Hello.
I just felt like I got scolded.
Right.
I pay attention.
You're right.
Hey, I pay attention to the things I need to pay attention to.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, man.
I feel it though. Yeah, maybe I need to be more cautious of the things that's around me.
Yeah, for sure.
I might need to.
For sure. Or motherfuckers just need to just stop acting fucking desperate. That's all. Like whatever. Like I say, just whatever. I don't know. I hate to try to be like, yeah, like I'm trying to tell somebody like how to love or whatever. But I really feel like if you throw yourself out there for everybody to fucking shoot they shot at because you desperate and shit, like that shit just comes off as just, like I say, it's a bad stench.
It
comes off as weak as fuck. Like badass stench, man.
Oh well.
But that's enough about that. Getting into the next topic, I'm gonna go ahead and switch it over to the
next topic.
Oh, we got bad libs like a motherfucker this week. No, we.
Bring it back.
Right.
Jeezy ass right over there.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. Looking Jeezy ass.
I mean, he got all the ad-libs. Right. No? All right. Womp, womp,
he dropped the album.
I heard it was super rag, too.
I heard it was
rag. I heard it was 50.
Edgy. Yeah,
Or was that 50? But that's neither here nor there. We don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not into that, guys. I told you I'm not an A&R at all.
don't send us that music now. Yeah,
I told you. It's not my sport. But no, just off the kind of spoke on it on Saturday, if y'all are there. Hi. But kind of like the masculinity thing with me is like at an all time high, weird. Like,
yeah. Over masculine guys.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like much. How y'all just consider everything so called, I'm air quoting here, gay or sus? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's so weird. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I make sure I am maintained and upkept at all times, haircut every week. I get my manicure, my pedicure every 3-4 months. You know what I'm saying? Probably need to go more than that, honestly. But, like, stuff like that, you tell somebody that, they be like, oh, you go when you get that done. Nigga, yes. Like,
you should.
Like, right. Like,
we don't do it. They don't do it for y'all, man. It's done for somebody else.
Man,
right. It's not for y'all. Right. You guys.
You last on the fucking totem pole, my nigga. Like,
man, like, they were like, yeah, nigga, you ever had one, nigga? Like, that shit feels amazing, first of all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, I literally had one of my people. It was like, you know, so we was talking, and then my one homegirl, she had a shop. So she was like, yeah, she about to shut it down. I'm like, oh, bet. I'm like, not bet like that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? If you got some candles, I'll buy them off of you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what's up? Like, I need some new smells in the crib. One homeboy, like, or coworker, I can say homeboy. He like, that's kind of sus. I'm like, what?
What's sus about?
Like, what's sus about candles? Like,
he must, his house probably smell like a gym room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, damn, I can't.
So smell like fucking Doritos and nuts.
Man, I'm like, I can't get no candles. Like, I can't. He's like, I mean, I'm like, nigga, it ain't all got to be fucking floral, you know what I'm saying, roses. I mean,
but that lavender smell, though, that shit go to the house. Not,
but niggas don't understand, like, it ain't, you know what I'm saying, that apple cinnamon and the floral scent.
What's
like,
wrong with apple cinnamon, my nigga?
I'm just saying, but it's so much more that you can get for your manly home. Like,
I got
you know
apple
saying?
Cinnamon in my shit now.
Nigga, I'm just... Nigga, I just said they don't know. Like,
yeah, okay.
Why you gotta use apple cinnamon as an example though, man?
Because that's one of the most popular flavors.
Man, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Honestly, you go to your typical mom, grandma, whoever, they probably have an apple cinnamon joint.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, man, it's all kind like a manly scent out there that, and I'm with it. So you wanna buy me some candles, ladies? Pull up, buy me some candles. I'm with it. Like, I don't. My house smells amazing.
Right, I can tell you right now, I'm looking at my crib right now. I got about 2-3 candles. Got like 3, and it's just in the living room. Like, say, 2 air fresheners. Got about 4-5 fucking Glade plugins. Like, man, you don't walk into my shit gonna smell like a Bed Bath and Beyond in this motherfucker. Or, no, Bed and Bath and Body Works, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah.
I need all that
shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I need all that. Yeah, my shit.
But no,
like
you
that.
Said, though. Like,
no, yeah. That's not, I don't think that's an issue, though. Like, I think. Once again, it's not for you niggas. It's for them soft legs. They want to come into a house. They don't want the house to smell like fucking toes and shit. You feel me? They don't. They just don't. They want to be like, oh, this nigga house smell nice. It's just that simple.
And that just made me think about some shit, though. Because, like, every time I have a young lady over my crib, the first fucking thing she says is, your house is so clean. Like, what the fuck do niggas be doing?
Oh,
the
it
fuck
definitely
they...
be...
Right, like...
That's very true, because, like, nah, I mean, I don't always clean, because I always got some shit going on, but, like, I've definitely got that, like, oh, I ain't expect your house to look like this, like, that bad or good. Oh, it's a good thing, you know, you're a dude.
All right, dude, niggas... Right, like, dude, I guess niggas is really niggas out here looking trifling.
I will say that, because I even go back to, like, college, like,
niggas be trifling.
You walk in somebody's bathroom and look at their shower, like, y'all niggas shower here? I don't even want to pee in this motherfucker. Right. Like, they look at niggas showers, like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I've definitely walked into a few females' bathrooms. So I was like,
that too.
I was like, yeah. I'm gonna catch an STD in this.
And that's a quick way for me to. But see, like, I'm petty, though. Like, I'm a nigga, like, yo, if you, it ain't your bathroom, ain't, your kitchen, like, then, I'm second guessing the whole thing. Like, I'm about to go, bro. This. Nah.
Yeah, if you ain't gonna keep your crib up, you ain't keep your body up. Man, like,
Albert, you hit me with the my house ain't clean right now. Bet I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? Rather than you inviting me over and your shit a mess, and you like, Cause now in my head, that's how you always live.
Absolutely.
You can't tell me no different at this point.
Tell you no different.
You know what I'm saying? Then I start dogging you because I'm gonna talk my shit.
He's I'm gonna talk my shit
every time. Then you don't get these jokes. They gonna fly.
Yeah, like your trifling ass. Man, like,
oh, I didn't expect your crib to look like this when I walk in that bitch. Like,
man, and that, but it, I say again, it's just dudes. Like a lot of them don't have that mindset to just be clean. Like just to, you know what I'm saying? Like. Nigga, get a facial. Nigga, get a pedicure. Get a manicure. Like, nigga, just change the way you're thinking, bro. Like, our bodies are meant to be treated. Like, why are we treating it like it's just, you know what I'm saying, some shit you don't got to live with every day? That's niggas, why niggas be looking old as fuck.
Niggas be running around, motherfucking need to exfoliate. Niggas be man. Running around fucking
blackheads and shit.
Face be looking like a fucking screen on a door and shit. Got holes in they fucking face, man.
Ew.
Feet be looking like fucking claws and shit.
And that,
like,
hey, and that'd be the funniest thing though. When niggas be talking about females' feet, but then they have trash ass feet.
Right. Listen, I don't like feet. I don't care what my feet look like. I don't care if your feet are the prettiest thing ever. I ain't gonna say my feet trash, but I'm just saying I don't like feet.
I can say, yeah, I don't like feet either, but shit, I'm gonna make sure,
my shit. Right.
Yeah, so I know if I ever pull them bitches out, anybody gonna be like, oh, ew, shit. Like,
right, you don't want a motherfucking.
Put your socks back on.
What the fuck are you doing? My big phobia is it like I go to somebody's crib that I don't know and like they tell you like to take your shoes off.
Man. Oh, nigga.
And your motherfucking feet stink.
Man, listen.
I do sock laundry all the time. Man. Ain't happening.
Being that bitch confused.
Like, see what I got at the front
door. One day you wore the loafers with no socks, though. Like.
Right. See what I got at the front door. I got socks for the visitors at the front door.
Like, damn, this is what y'all going to do, huh?
Nah, yo, we got white carpet. Why you ain't telling me this shit? Like,
hey, you walk right there. You like, you know what? I'm just going to wait in the car.
Right. You know what?
I'm going to
go to the car real quick.
Y'all want to go outside? Like, nigga, it's cold. Cool. Like,
but, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like I said, you don't know who going to come over there. Might be a little bad joint. She looked down like, oh my God, like, what you do to your feet? Like, it'd be sick. You're gonna be so sick. Disgusted. Because we so prideful, we're gonna be sick. Like,
man, bitch, shut up. Like, man. I don't even use that word freely, but I'm just saying.
Like, what the fuck you mean was wrong with my feet? Like,
like, what's wrong with your mouth?
Yeah, man. There you go. Like, now you that guy. Like, now I don't want to invite you back over. Like, man.
You got old nasty.
I don't invite that corny ass nigga over here no more. Like, he got mad. I said his feet was ugly. Like, you can get the bitches cut.
Oh, nasty nail having ass niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
But, man, I say all that just to be like, man, just cut that extra masculinity shit out. Yeah. Like, who y'all trying to prove? Like,
Men
don't have to be that tough, dog. Like,
you don't have to game bang on fucking Cheerios, my guy.
Man, like,
relax.
You can give your homeboy a hug, man. You can tell people you love them. Like, y'all gotta, like, candles, though, my nigga. Like, I can't even have my house to smell good without you being like, that's kind of sus.
Let's go over to your stank ass house there smelling like old pizza boxes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas. What the fuck? Nigga, invest, motherfucking. You can have your motherfucking crib smelling like amazing for like $20.
Nigga, Fabuloso, nigga.
Nah, you trying to kill yourself.
No, what you mean? No. Fabuloso smell good.
Yeah. Okay, but what's in there? You don't know. Exactly. You're inhaling all that shit.
You get a big. First off, I'm glad I don't know what the fuck that is.
Man.
I know.
That's why y'all kids will be in the sixth grade still trying to understand how to spell the fucking chemicals in their fucking scalp.
Hey, I'm so glad I don't got kids. Hey, that's funny.
Quit burning fucking Fabuloso, man.
No, I'll burn it in Cleveland. What
the fuck is Fabuloso? No, but I used to do it back in the day. Yeah. You put some water on the stove and you put the Fabuloso in there, you can like put on stove, turn it on, and it'll give it a sit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit, nah,
that shit sounds too dangerous, my nigga.
That's what I said. Like,
lighting chemicals,
it sounds like you about to create a fucking forest fire in your house.
Just letting niggas know. Niggas gotta relax.
God damn,
that's what we do, man. We nigger up everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigger up everything.
Yeah.
We kind of do.
Popeye, look. So y'all knew Popeye's had that. The new lemonade too, frozen lemonade.
What they do?
I don't even know.
What they do? Tell them.
You already know, niggas put the hen in that.
Oh, frozen lemonade and Hennessy.
Boom,
nigga.
Off rip, like you just gonna nigga. Yeah. We gonna always do something that's a little bit more than we need to.
Yeah, that's true.
Us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
First off, Hennessy tastes like boiled nuts and bolts. The shit is disgusting.
Oh my God.
I will say that Hennessy is not good tasting, but we drink it for the culture. That's the only reason why we drink. We don't drink culture. Hennessy because
ain't my culture.
Look at this black shit, nigga. Nigga,
first off, a black man invented Jack Daniels. I drink Jack.
Nigga, I'm talking about, nigga. We know why we drink Hennessy, because it's been the black drink, you know what I'm saying, for forever. Nigga, and that's the only reason.
I thought Colt 45 was the first black drink with Billy D.
Yeah. Look, man, I don't know. I don't know this hard liquor. Hennessy typically wins. But I will say, at It's a Brunch, Patron is winning.
Shit, I don't know. Real, for real.
Probably. Yeah, ain't no probably. Yeah, because I seen motherfucker, because your brother came up, yeah, and I thought he had a glass of water. He's like, nah, nigga, this Patron. I said, yeah. God damn.
Yeah, all them niggas drink Patron. But it's like heavily on the Patron there, so I would say, because it was like number one was champagne, of course, for the mimosas, but number two was Patron. But honestly, like I said, I know niggas drink Hennessy. Like, that's just what they do.
I think niggas drink Hennessy just because niggas drink Hennessy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a culture. Like, it ain't like no rule, but it's something that just is a thing that we do. Like, oh, I'm black, I drink Hennessy. Like,
do you think all niggas go through a Hennessy phase?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Definitely did.
Yeah, I definitely had my Hennessy phase.
Did. I mean, I went through pretty much everything, for real. God, you couldn't tell me shit about vodka back when I was in college.
What was the nastiest shit you probably, like, what's the name, like, drunk your entire life?
Oh, definitely 151. 252, sorry.
Oh, yeah, 252 is trash.
That Wild Turkey and that 151 mix.
Ooh, yeah. Shit. I had fucking Goldschlager.
Oh, I see.
Any type of fucking Jaeger.
I never drank
Jaeger's Jaeger. Trash,
Jaeger's
too.
Jaeger's trash. Jaeger tastes like fucking cough syrup.
Who my white friends? You know, you got to do Jaeger bomb.
I don't want no Jaeger, dog.
Shit tastes like
mine was Rumplemint.
And I was gonna say Rumplemint was because he Rumplemint.
People love that shit too.
You put that with some water, my nigga.
Nah,
listen.
Any liquor that I have to dilute with fucking water, that was no fucking liquor. Like, it's just trash.
That coffee Patron, shit trash too.
Yeah, that coffee Patron shit is trash.
I don't understand why you even want to drink that, but people do.
Yeah, me and my homeboy, we used to drink that shit like it was fucking nothing. You be up and drunk at the same time. You know what to do.
Angry at the world.
Angry at the world. Like, stuck. I just want to go to sleep. I'm so drunk.
I'm laying here. I just wanted this shit to be over.
I took an Adderall, and I was like that in college, bro.
How long? I never taken an Adderall. How long that
Man,
shit?
Man, that shit was so trash. I still failed that fucking exam. Nigga was just up for like 48 hours, like.
I gave me a certain amount of stayed up, and I still
bruh, like, I failed the fuck out that exam, like.
Nigga, zoot it.
Pulled an all-nighter, 36 hours, like, ready for the test, like. Got to that motherfucker, started looking like Spanish. I'm like.
Nigga, you was sleep deprived, my nigga.
Right.
Well.
Your brain was saying, I know the answers, man, it was but I ain't going to give it to you right now.
Calculus or something, bro. That's just,
well.
There that goes, so then, you know. I never took another one, but it was like, yep, I don't need no more Adderall in my life. I don't know how people do it, man. Like, I know people that just avidly take it, don't need it.
I know others get busy on that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the fuck. You know they talk about making that shit like a legal drug, like a performance-enhancing drug?
I mean, it's a maintenance drug anyway. You got to get a pre-auth. Never mind. I was almost going into insurance shit. Damn, my fault.
Don't get yourself caught up, bro.
I did. Hey, I really did, though. I was like, blah. You know, let me chill the fuck out.
Got no one to shut the fuck up.
Man.
You know, on that note, man, I think it's a good time for us to take a break, go into our little commercial break. We'll come back with today's topic of the day, hit y'all with some viewer questions. Shout out to all the people that sent us questions. We definitely going to try to get to a lot of those if time allots. But make sure y'all guys come back from the commercial break, and we'll see y'all soon.
Yeah.
You're listening to DB.
Oh, yeah.
Dre Tyson.
Yes, indeed.
And L.E. to the O.N.
What could be better than that?
On That's Why We're Single podcast.
Yo, yo, yo. And we are back once again with That's Why We're Single. Hopefully you guys enjoyed your little quick little, I guess, like minute and a half break. We got us some refreshments. And by refreshments, meaning more liquor. So we're ready to go ahead and get this shit started. Y'all ready?
Yep.
All right, cool. So this was something that I was thinking about. There. Yeah, this is something I was thinking about last week.
Bilingual.
That kind of touched a little bit when we were talking about, well, Dre actually brought it up. He was talking about the friend zone. Mm. And he was saying that Yeah, it was my hopefully the mic didn't pick this shit up.
God damn.
Right. No, we're talking about the friend zone, and he was saying that, you know, what was it? What were you saying? To get out the friend zone?
Oh, I said you got to send a dick pic.
Yeah, send a dick pic to get
out the friend zone. Or send nudes.
Or send nudes to get out the friend zone.
Yeah, that's the only way you can do it.
Which made me think, and I actually did a little bit of what's the name on this on YouTube. yeah, because you can YouTube and you can find out about everything. Didn't we say that?
Leonard did.
Yeah, so. This nigga said Leonard.
Well, if I and this nigga always been calling. He been calling me that in public though. That's the crazy thing.
Hey, who was that? They was like, "Oh, Leonard."
Oh, so that's your real name? No, motherfucker.
I swear, if I accidentally glance over at your damn driver's license and then just say Leonard, I'm dying where I stand. Like, just call the ambulance. You ain't got to show me, dog. You ain't got to show me. This man is really putting out his ID.
It don't say it.
It does not say right, it. Dude, it's abbreviated.
All right, man. Fuck out of here.
So anyway, back to the topic, man.
I don't know what happened, but all right.
Hey, niggas get mad with it. Hey, right. Don't fuck up my name, nigga. Right.
So it made me doing some research on the friend zone, and I came across this dude. He's actually French, and his name is Will Aim. And his thing is that he doesn't believe that the friend zone really exists.
Okay, talk about it.
All right, so the definition of a friend zone is is a psychological place where you feel as though you are trapped when you develop sexual or romantic feelings for someone who only considers you as a friend. Okay. However, he believes that the friend zone really doesn't exist because, simply put, what Dre was saying, you simply just have to change your behavior in order to get out the friend zone.
Yeah.
Especially for women. Men, we can't do it as easy, but women can definitely get off with a lot of things that we can't.
All right.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So
for sure.
Yeah.
So based off of that, and I'm going to pass this around to the fellas, have you ever been quote-unquote friend zoned?
I don't know. I'm going to be quite honest. Because I'm usually the one who puts someone in that place. So I don't know if I've been in a friend zone. To be quite honest, I don't know. But, and once again, I'll say this is the theme of me. Right. This is why I'm single. Right. I'm oblivious to a lot of shit too. Mm-hmm. So if I am in a friend zone, I don't know it. And chances are, I probably don't care. That's the problem.
Pretty much.
That could be my thing.
Right,
so.
Right. What about you, Dre?
With me, I don't really consider it that because I think I put everybody in the friend zone off rip.
Yep.
I mean, if we vibe, we kick it, we move out of past that, whatever else. But I consider most people like my friend. Like, once I get to know you and we cool, if we hit each other up, we kick it, whatever else, you're my friend at that point. Like, you know what I'm saying? I say that loosely. Not like a good friend. Like, you can't hit me up for money or nothing like that. But
right.
You're a friend that we're like, if I'm having an event or if something's going on, I'll invite you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I think that's where people, like, I had somebody actually say when I posted that that little question up on my Instagram, I put them in the friend zone. I'm like, yes and no. I really didn't, but I did because I want everyone to be there. Like, I want you to be my friend first.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the point where I'm at in life, to where if you don't want to be there, hey, even if we date, like, you still my friend, so.
You still my nigga.
I don't get why they behave the way they do, thinking that it's a friend zone. So I don't really think that's really a thing. I'm kind of with him.
Yeah.
Like you said, you kind of switch your mindset. You kind of switch what you do, your actions. Especially women. Y'all get out that shit fast, in a hurry. You hear me? In a hurry.
You heard?
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go complete 180 on you guys because I feel as though I have been friend zoned before.
Here we go with this shit.
Nah, like, I really feel like, here's the thing, like, and I don't want to sound like cocky or no shit like that, but I feel like I have enough friends as it is. I keep my circle tight. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I don't really necessarily need too many more friends. I would more so consider people like associates more so than use that term friend, right? Sure. So with that being said, I also am one of those, like, I would guess, like, one of those dudes that constantly is always thinking about attraction, thinking about sex. So when I see a woman, like, if I'm attracted to her, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, like, yeah, like.
Like what she looked like naked.
Something like that. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to say what I said, nigga.
You're going to say exactly what you said, bro. So for me, I'm automatically thinking about, you know what I'm saying, what Leon just said. So I don't really necessarily, like try to come in and try to, you know what I'm saying, be like your friend type thing.
Right.
Like I'm coming in to, you know what I'm saying, sweet talk you and shit like that or whatever the case is to get my end game.
Okay.
So situations like that, you do kind of find yourself, I guess, being friend zoned more because of the fact that you're going in thinking with the mindset that you just trying to do whatever, you're trying to stab or you're trying to sex or whatever the case is, but they're coming in like, I just want a friend.
I mean, yeah, that's like communication. That's what you say you want, but that's when you got the right to be like, I'm cool. I don't want to be a friend. Thank you for your time. It's been real. Or if you want to go that route, you can try to get in there because that's what nigga. Yeah, we done all heard. I got a boyfriend. You can't have no friends.
Yeah, I think that's the most corniest line ever.
Facts. Absolutely.
I think that's the corniest of lines.
But at that same time, it's like she told you what it was. So now if you jump into that just because you thinking, oh, this might be more than that, don't mean she thinking that.
Yeah, no,
and vice versa. And I think that's where the friend zone come into. Like Shorty that said about me. She's like, yeah, you kept it real. Me said you weren't looking for a girlfriend, but you put me in the friend zone. So what did you want?
Did you not want to be here? Or like
she wanted to be, she was developing, she according to the be, definition, yeah. She was developing sexual feelings towards you, but psychologically, she, you know what I'm saying, you were in a place where you only wanted her as a friend.
And,
that was
and
it.
She also thought that she can, you know, just arbitrarily just jump out of that motherfucking friend zone without a notice.
And that's typically, I ain't gonna say just, I don't want to just say women, but that's the thing that they usually do. Like you can't change, like we all, like you can't change a man. Like if he, you know what I'm saying? Like that's just, I never understood. Why would you get in a relationship with someone that cheated for you or with you?
Oh yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like clearly,
yeah. This is what they, something this is like pattern.
They showing you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who they are?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So how can you expect them to be like, oh well, yeah, once he done with her and he all mine, are we good?
It's all peaches and cream and shit, roses think, and fucking rainbows.
Yeah, I think that's the stupidest shit ever. Yeah, like, you know how you get them is how you lose them.
Exactly. So yeah. You know you can't expect them
outside of Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats.
Wait, we don't know.
Really, we ain't really know.
That's true. You right.
We
you
just ain't heard nothing. You feel me?
I assume. I made the ass out of
you. Feel me?
Yeah.
We just ain't heard nothing. That's a lot of it. I mean, besides black men don't cheat, but
oh yeah, we never cheat.
You know what I'm
absolutely
saying?
Absolutely not.
It's just the thing that, like I said, it's the mindset that we gotta get out of. Honestly, and that's what I say when I say women more as far as can get out of the actual friend zone. Because all you got to do is somebody put you in the friend zone. Not saying do this. I'm just saying you send that nude. You give him different attention, sexual attention. Yep. You give him something else.
Him or her.
But they're going to start looking at you different.
Yeah, for sure.
To where it might be, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, wait a minute. I ain't looking at it like that at first. And then sometimes it just naturally happens. Like, sometimes it's been women that literally in my eyes, I'm like, nah, I ain't going to mess with her. I'm cool. And then you, like, start to see them more and more. Definitely, you're like,
yeah. Like, damn.
Like, damn. The yellow sundress hitting the day.
Yeah.
Like, when she get a body.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, nah, I ain't never seen that before. Like, nah. Like, damn, she looking real good today.
That actually happened to me before. Like,
it happens often.
No, but no. But my thing is, like, this. It was this one specific instance where I was like they tried to jump out of that friend zone. Like, it happened. Like, did all that you said. And I was like, nah, because I don't want to fuck up our friendship. Like, I knew, like, if something were to happen, because at that point in time, I knew I was an ain't shit nigga. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So already, I figured like if I did something wrong, I already know what's going to happen. It's going to end up either you're going to resent me, you're going to hate me, and you're going to always see me in a different light. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And then it came down the line. I looked at her. Then I started seeing her different. I'm like, damn, yeah. What the fuck was I thinking?
And that's why
it was fucked up.
And that's why I think that we sometimes kind of overthink. You know what I'm saying? Because
it may not have been a bad situation. It could have been good.
Exactly.
It could have been great, for real.
And it's even happened to me a few times with women. Like, they're just, I don't know why. Please stop doing this with me. Like, unless I literally tell you I'm just trying to have sex with you or something like that, I don't need you to, like, if you know what I'm saying, you're going to pull up or whatever else, you don't have to tell me you're on your period.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like I didn't invite you because that was, you know what I'm saying?
I just
want to
kick it with you. I probably just want to spend time with you, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that we overthink it. So, like, they tell me, and then that low-key turned me off. Like,
all right, never mind. You don't even got to come over.
Like, yeah, like, what you telling me all that for? So, that's one of those situations where, like, you know what I'm saying, you might have just overthunk.
No, I definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Did, like, it might have been a bad situation at all. It might have been the best. It might have blossomed into something for real.
Yeah.
But you already was like in your head, like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess up our friendship. But really, that might have just took it to the next level.
No, you're absolutely correct. So
I'd be like, I'd be running with it, go with the flow, man. Right. I'd just be like, hey, man, whatever happens. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it's meant to be, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, do you think that there is a difference between the way you approach a woman if you find her attractive and are sexually attracted to her versus the way you approach a person and you just want to simply be their friend?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Explain.
So when you feel like you don't really want to do anything with that person per se, you're going to be more, your guard is going to be down a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to have that just a genuine conversation with them.
Right, right.
Compared to, like, you trying to, I guess, quote-unquote, run game on someone that you feel like that you want, like, to have a potential future with, like, you're more reserved. You don't want to say too much shit to, you don't want to talk yourself out of the pussy.
Just touché.
So that's just me thinking about that, because I've been in, actually, it happened recently. I was literally talking to somebody. I can see myself talking to them a little bit differently compared to how I was talking to somebody that I was, like, completely interested in.
Right.
Like, I saw that. I was like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I took myself out of that situation, and then I was like, all right, let me revamp this shit.
Right.
So, but I saw the signs already, though.
Right.
But that's me being in tune with myself.
Now, what, and I'm going to ask you the same question, Dre, but before we get that, what signs did you see that warned that you was slipping in the friend zone?
That I was slipping them in the friend zone, or no, me?
Me, you slipping, yeah. Whatever.
Me slipping,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just the conversations that we were having. It was like, it was just this bullshit. Like, it was just kikiing and shit. Like, the other one is more like, also, woo-woo-woo, like, trying to really invest time into, like, the things that you're saying, like, right, paying attention to them. The other one was more just like, all right, what's up? How you doing? What you want? This, that, this, and third. Just shooting shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, all right, cool, I'll holler at you. And then just keep it pushing type thing. Not trying to really be all up in their shit.
All right, Dre. Oh,
this
shit.
Nigga wanted to decide to eat some motherfucking sweet tarts. Hey, first off, the sweet tarts that he have, off subject, fire as fuck. That's number one.
Not really. Let me see what flavors that one again.
These, hey.
Oh, that's the giant.
Yeah, the giant chewy joints.
Never had them.
No plug, but if y'all niggas is listening, go ahead and send
us that check.
No, a couple packs. I don't need
the check.
I need some. I need those. I need that candy package.
You feel me? Get it?
But yeah, well, Dre is done here. Back to him.
But nah, this is something that I got, I don't want to say good at, but it's just like I treat everybody the same almost. Mm. In a sense of, I talk to you like I know. Like, if I met you today, I'm going to talk to you, be like, this motherfucker don't know me. But
at
the same time, you're going to feel like, damn, how he know? You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to just feel so natural. So
right.
For me, That is something that I think makes it easier for me not to have to worry about getting put into a friend zone or trying to figure out where I stand, because it's like, at the end of the day, I still let you make that decision. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a difference between a woman I'm really attracted to or the woman that I'm not that attracted to. But after a while, it's going to hit a point to where...
God damn! Yeah,
maybe I should
have... We're going to just make a conscious effort. So where, you know what I'm saying? Like, either she going to pull up or I'm going to pull up. One of us going... And it's going to be clear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not leading nobody on. I'm not... You text me, I'm going to text you back. You know what I'm saying? You hit me up, I'm going to hit you back.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'm not leading you on. I'm not going to just do bullshit just to try to make you think that it's something that it's not. So, honestly, it comes down to when it comes to the point of what I'm attracted to compared to what I'm not attracted to, it's just the vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because if the woman that I'm not attracted to just has that right vibe and we just kicking it off, personality starts to attract me too.
It's for sure.
It's like, fuck with her. Like, she cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? She might just start being around, being a homie. And then, you know, something may happen. Compared to the other person that's like, oh, she dry, she flat.
She dull.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm off this. You know what I mean? Next man up. But we got to move this right along. So, I put her in the friend zone and then it's like, well, you don't ever hit me up. You want to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I hitting you up for? Like, when I want to kick it, you want to do whatever you want to do. So, I just think that that's the big difference to me, is just kind of how you go about it, is how they act in that moment. You know what I'm saying? When you want to kick and when you want to do stuff, what are they giving you? You know what I'm saying? Rather than what I can give them. Like, what energy are you giving me so we can, you know what I'm saying, see if it's going to be the same.
I'm gonna go a little bit further deeper, and then I'm gonna ask it a question. Do you feel as though that you have gotten confusion from women because you treat them the same?
Yes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And allow them to make that decision. So because you treat everybody the same across the board.
Hell yeah. And it's not even just that. It's like, a lot of it comes because I'm a childish, playful person. Period. And it's like, they be like, you play too much, or, you know what I'm saying? Some take my sarcasm one way, others take it another way, you know what I mean? So I get that a lot, and then it's always, oh, I didn't think you were serious. I thought you were just playing. And you're like, no, that's for real. Oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's too late now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
keep it pushing,
that,
baby.
That's one thing that I can say, but I'm going to be me, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to have that happy medium between that. Because everybody different, so you never know, you know what I'm saying? So some people see me like, he always serious. It's literally people out there that be like, he always serious. I'm like, you don't know, but that's how you made, like, I can say made me, but that's how you shifted my personality to be,
right?
Because, you know what I'm saying, you took it to a certain point where I'm like, all right, I can't play with you.
100. Mm-hmm.
So now I have to be this person with you.
100.
But other people, they get me, they understand me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all ever noticed, like, me and my roommate always laugh about this. So, for me, if y'all ever noticed this, I don't know why, but, like, I can call a female dirty. Like, playfully, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, a little dirty ass down.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they'll be cool with it. Or I'll say, man, look at Dirty Taylor over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she'll be cool with it. But my roommate, he always laugh because, like, he'll say it. And they'll be like, for real, Ryan? Like, you going to just call me? And he'll be like, damn, Dre just called you 37 times, and now when I say it, so it's just always funny. Like, that's just, you know, we have that relationship.
Yeah.
We built that. You understand that I'm not, you know what I'm saying, downing you or saying it. It's a sign of endearment. You know what I'm saying? You my nigga at that point. So it's not anything against that, but I just feel like it's just the people, man.
Yeah.
Like, who am I talking to? Who am I talking with?
Yeah.
Because they can see me as two different people.
For sure. Because I've always, like, last week we talked about, like, how hindsight is 2020, like, how you play back, like, how events happen. Like, I can see how someone could mistake things that I do. Like, sometimes I just say stuff off the cuff sometimes.
Right.
And just happen, and then someone may take that shit completely wrong. But the other person who know me, they're like, oh, that's just Leon.
Right.
He doing that. That's what he does. Like, I ain't paying that nigga no mind. type thing. But then you would see someone's reaction to something I would say. And then, like, I feel like they automatically, me being oblivious or me paying attention at the same time, they automatically put me in that that zone. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it works in my favor. Like, hey, this motherfucker kind of wild. Right. I actually kind of like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna say what he wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So, like, it can teeter, like you said, it can mm-hmm. teeter on, you know, both spectrums as far as, like, how it goes.
Some people take it as disrespect.
Yeah. Some people just take it like, oh, man, that's just him. Like, exactly. Like I hear several times a day, so I guess I got to try to believe it. It's like, oh, Leon's an asshole. Mm-hmm. But I'm really not. I just say shit sometimes without, like, actually thinking about what the fuck I just said.
I say, yeah, I'm like, your feelings.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Like,
hey, your feelings have nothing to do with me. So
needed to be said.
Yeah, like, my bad. Yeah, hey, I'll keep it pushing.
Yeah, I'm thinking from my answer, I think I'm leaning more towards Leon. Like, when it goes to the way I approach women, like, I definitely feel like if I'm attracted to you, you know, in a sexual way, that I'm definitely a lot more right. Dre, man. He just said he just be dancing, man.
And it'd be the same damn dance.
Like, if you,
and that shit cracked me up too every time. I don't know why it does, but it does.
To go to you mastered that shit now, man. You go to your damn Instagram page and say that shit.
Damn, you hear all that smacking on it.
Right. She gonna hate that replay.
I'm like, hey, cause you know I paid.
So Leon hates like background noise. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I was eating and I had a metal fork.
Oh, if you were paying attention. God.
And like the metal fork, like, I guess kept hitting my teeth. Is you, if you could see this dude Leon face, man, he was just like,
I was cringing, it was like, bro.
It was like nails on a chalkboard. He was just like, over
I heard
here.
It. I just heard it. Like, that's like, a crazy thing.
And then, like, I started paying attention and I'm trying to be like self conscious and try to like not have a fork hit my damn teeth. But I was like, man, fuck it. I'm hungry, dog. Yeah. Like,
that's just me. That's a Leon thing.
No. All right. And no, but no, I definitely think like if it's a woman and I'm sexually attracted to, I'm definitely going to be a little bit more mysterious, you know, be a little bit more standoffish, you know what I'm saying? Just to play that role, kind of, which could go into some.
It does. And yeah. I've done that on accident before. Like, but I'm not meaning to do it. Like I said on previous show, like, someone really told me, it's like, they find me attractive because I don't play them no mind. So I'm like, what? What's that even mean? Like, she was like, because all these motherfuckers was all up on me, and your ass just hit me with the high five and said, all right, I'll holler at you later. I'm like, all right, cool.
Motherfuckers.
That's just me. Like, right. I don't care, like, because I don't give a fuck.
Sometimes it works, but other times it's opposite.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You ain't say nothing to me. Like,
I mean, ain't nothing foolproof, you feel me? Like,
prime example, me, period. My brunches, any event you go to, you know I'm gonna have women there. So I'm hosting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working around, making sure everything good, doing whatever. It's always somebody with a text or a call or something. Like, well, you didn't really say nothing when at the brunch. Like, you seen what I was doing. Like, seen me working the room, going around. I'm serving. I'm doing everything.
Oh, I definitely,
like,
get that.
Relax,
yeah,
man. Like, come on.
I got that this weekend.
But yeah. I really think that's just to the point where people just don't understand. Like, you're not there for the social aspect. You're exactly. there
or
for
if
business.
If we are there for the social aspect, it's not primarily just going to be for your ass.
Exactly.
It's going to be for the 100 people that I invited out.
Exactly.
You feel me? Like, I got to tend to all of them because it's not like, we can't solely put that on just that one person. We can't give you your undivided attention. Just know that we know that you're there.
Right.
Just that simple.
I appreciate it, but
yeah,
I'm cool.
Yeah.
All right. One last question, then we're going to get into our question portion of the show. Is it worth leaving the friend zone when you may really lose a good platonic relationship or friendship?
What Dre said earlier, and it resonated with me. We overthink a lot of things because with my situation before, it could have been the greatest possible relationship I've ever had in my entire life. She could have been that one, but I never knew because I never tried because I automatically was like, I value you so much as a friend and I don't want to fuck that up. Mm-hmm. That is overthinking, but it's like, it's still putting your, you're putting, sometimes you put in someone's best interest at hand. Also, you're putting your best interest at hand because you don't know how you're going to react to certain things when it comes to them. Right. And then they get to see you in a different light. So,
Yep, totally agree with that, Mike. Because you said I said it. But no, I definitely just think that you just got to run with it, man. Like, if that's what you want and that's something that you can see yourself with, just go for it. Because we take too much time thinking about decisions and not the really. What ifs. Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know what I mean? That's like right now. I could be like, all right, well, what if I go to, you know what I mean? What if I move to North Carolina? You know, what's this? Hey, bro, if it's bound to happen, you got the opportunity.
Do that shit.
That's when you weigh your options. That's when you be like, all right, this. Let's talk. Let's figure out where we supposed to be. What's your goal? What's my goal? All right, let's try a couple dates.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know what I'm saying, how we transition from this friend space into this space. Because, again, like, that could have been that one that's, like, motivating you, doing you, like, so much justice that you like, how could I let you go?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in your own head, you already like, nah, I can't even do it, man. Nah, I don't want to mess this up. You my best friend, but, you know, I don't see you in that light right now. I would say, man, just try it out. Like, it's a, date. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody going to remember it if you don't want to. So
that's true. Valid point.
Hella dates, I don't remember.
Once again, guys, I'm a differ on this one. Only because I'm not friends with any of my exes. You know, so
me either. Only got one though.
Right. But like when I'm with someone, like if I see you, like it's literally like I'm not talking to you with the intention of being in friendship. Like I'm talking to you with the intention of something sexual, maybe something like in a relationship, an emotional attachment. So, you know, after that's all said and done and it doesn't work, it's like, man, I'm really losing a good friend. You feel me? Like if we have a friendship already that is established, like I don't know if I'm across that line because I'm losing a good person because I'm already thinking like, well, hell, I don't know too many people that's friend with their exes.
But my thing is, what do you want? But you want your wife or your next girlfriend to be your best friend.
So I did say you that, want
the
but
buddy and the boo.
So what's the difference?
Because most of those relationships that I know of that started off with a friendship and they lost that friendship because they went to something romantic and it didn't work. That shit lasted for like 6 months, a year tops. Like I don't know if the shit just actually works.
But you don't know until you give it a chance. Like, yeah. If you already friends with that person, does that mean that you already have a chance of being compatible with that person because you're already friends?
Yeah, you already established a relationship.
So it's not like you have to go through these bullshit cycles of going on a date. Oh, nah, this ain't it. Going on a date. Nah, you don't have to do that again. You already have.
I'd rather go on a date.
So you'd rather strike out 50 times.
I'd rather go on a date and be like, fuck it, and I have nothing to lose because I don't have a relationship with that person.
That one date
versus having a platonic relationship, we take it to the next level and that shit don't work. And then it's like,
but that's what I'm saying. That one date that you're doing with your friend, that's not gonna hurt nothing. That can be that, nah, this ain't what we thought it was.
Absolutely,
Let's go back to where we were. That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck them. Don't have sex with them.
Don't put that
pressure. When you start putting that pressure on there, it's different because
that changes.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm putting that in my notes. Fuck them.
Because people's mind state just change. People's mind state just change. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like sometimes a property kind of thing. Like, oh, now that we had sex, I own you or you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not how this works. Like, you can't start thinking that people is yours because you had sex with them. Whether, you know what I'm saying, y'all discuss whatever or not, it's the fact that if you date that person one time and they tell you, this, you know what, Darius, I think you're the greatest thing ever, but maybe we should just be friends. You'd be like, cool, I'm seeing the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or, especially, you know what I'm saying,
if you already got that relationship with them,
Because they'll be more open to you than anybody else would because they already know you. They're like, yeah,
they know your temperament.
We tried this. Nah, this ain't it. Yeah. All right, cool. Or it could be like, yo, like this went a lot better than I even expected. Yeah. You know, you want to do this again, so we can try to see where we go. And it's like, oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because you're opening yourself up, and they are able to see that other side of you. Exactly. Yeah, they may have heard that other side from you, but now they're actually getting to see what that side breaking looks
down that,
like.
That,
yeah.
That wall, you know, yeah, once that wall, absolutely. Especially for men, once that wall comes down,
oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, we different people, like, you know what I'm saying, like. I done seen, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was different when you was in a relationship, not in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? I'm that same way, like, I'm in a relationship.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You be like, oh, shit. But when I'm out,
I'm out.
Y'all here.
I'm
out.
You feel me?
All right, cool, man. Well, that's a great conversation we had, man. Glad, you know what I'm saying, we was able to chop it up for about 30 minutes on that. I definitely want to make sure we get to the questions, because these are actually all going to be viewer questions this week.
Oh, what?
Yes. So,
shout out to y'all.
So, absolutely. So, we got to get into the question portion of the show. A little quick fire hot topics. So, we got, I think we got 5 questions. I actually deleted one, though. Yeah. So, this first question is going to be from Jen from L.A. Shout out.
What up, L.A.?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to L.A. Right. You know what I'm saying? Her question is, why is it that when women are in a relationship with a man for several years and he acts nervous about marriage, but as soon as the breakup happens, he ends up marrying the next chick he's with within a year?
So it's not him. It might be you. I'm just going to keep it a buck. Because, like, if a person wants to do something, they're going to do it. I feel like it's just that simple, to be quite honest.
But I can see where she's kind of coming from, to the point where she feels like, I did all this work. And I've had a woman tell me this. Like, I've put in all this work to make you better than what you were, or mold you into this guy that I would like for the next chick to pick up and just run it in.
Okay.
And it's like she'd have ran 99 yards down the field. Then, you know what I'm saying, hand it off to another motherfucker to get the touchdown.
You have to start somewhere. Like, you, so put it with, y'all niggas in a financial, you know, realm.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas just don't come out the womb with credit. You got to establish the credit. Mm-hmm. You got to get good credit in order to be able to get certain things, nice things.
Right.
So you think that first credit card that you got is out here thinking like, damn, now this nigga got a fucking a black card. How come he ain't thinking about me? How come he ain't? How come we couldn't build that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? So, I get what she's saying. I understand the where she wants to go with it. But at the end of the day, if the cards is not there for you to get married for that person, then sorry.
Yeah, it could be, like I said, a numerous amount of things.
Yeah.
It really, like I said, could be her, it could be him, it could be what y'all been through. Like,
the situation, yeah.
It's too broad of a question, honestly, to, like, narrow it down to one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Because it could be, like you said, if you cheated on him, maybe he never let go of that. You know what I'm saying?
That, let go of that hurt. He definitely.
That could be something he held on to forever. Maybe he don't like the way you treat his family. Maybe he don't like the way you treat his, you know what I mean, his kids. Or,
maybe the way you eat your food.
Right.
I don't know.
So right. It's like, or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, that, you know what I'm saying, yeah. It can go to the aspect of even maybe he's with you, but he knew that you're not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That could be the thing too. Like, cause a lot of people hold on to relationships out of whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's one thing I think we talked about. Kind of like, y'all gotta start letting these relationships go, just because in your mind or whatever else you feel like this is supposed to be. Listen, y'all been trying to make this work. It ain't working. You know what I'm saying? Y'all live in the same house. Y'all struggling to even talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that shit go, because all y'all doing is holding each other down at this point. So y'all crabs in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every time one of y'all get up, y'all trying to pull the next one back down.
Absolutely.
So I just think personally, like, it's a broad question that you really can't answer in any one way.
I need a backstory on that one.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot more to it.
Jen from the LA, we need to know. I need to know what's up, baby girl. Like, what's up? Let me know what's up.
I really feel like people are in your life for a reason or for a season. Like, like, if it didn't work out and it feels like you're, you know, you may be having this thought, I would challenge you to see what unresolved feelings you have for that man. Is it something that you feel as though that you didn't close? Was the chapter not fully closed? Because if you've officially moved on, you wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? And if you feel as though that you made him better, ask yourself, how did he make you better for the next man? You know, he may be taking a hell of a lot of problems with him to go to that next relationship that he hasn't necessarily solved. So you're looking at it as like, hey, you know, he's getting married to the next chick he's with, but he's coming along with all that baggage that didn't make you and him work in the first place. Mm-hmm. All that baggage is going along with him. So I would say, baby girl, just, you know, I wouldn't even think of it that way. Like if everybody's, you know, somebody's flavor, okay. You know, yeah. it might not been yours. You know what I'm saying? And obviously that's why it didn't work. But at the end of the day, you know, just look at it as, and like I said, just because they're in a relationship doesn't mean it's going to work. There's a lot of marriages that hell don't work. You know what I'm saying? So just because they're attempting to get married doesn't necessarily mean that she's not going through the same problems that you went through, which led to the end of you guys' relationship.
I mean, because everybody going to come with a different perspective at first. Mm-hmm. So like you said, in that first year, maybe he thought, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. But eventually, you know what I'm saying, what was done in the dark will come to the light. So you're gonna see that. You know what I'm saying? What hurt he had in the past, what hurt you had in the past, it'll pop back up.
In other words, man, fuck that nigga.
Ta-da.
But
ta-da.
On the next of next questions, this is my homegirl, Nakia, from Chicago. Did I say that right?
Yes, you said it right, yes.
Yeah, but that's your homegirl.
But that's your homegirl, though, okay. Right?
Make sure, you know what I'm saying? Kia, what it do, baby? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homegirl, Kia, man, out in the shy, man. What's good? You know what I'm saying? Out here,
Windy City, putting
in questions, good? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Bulls, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to dating, what are your age ranges? Like, what do you say would be too young? What do you say would be too old?
So my rule of thumb has always been 10 years, either way, plus 2.
Huh? Nigga, just say 12 years, nigga.
But it could be 10 years, but then, like that's I'm good at 10 years, but then, like, I can give, like, the 12-year rule. I'm like, okay. Cool, I can do that.
So you would date a 24-year-old?
I could see myself dating a 24-year-old, but I'm not saying, like, yeah. I don't know what it would do. Like, I mean,
I guess that's not too bad.
It's not too bad because, I mean, they have the ability to. Only thing they can't do is rent a car.
Oh, they out of college or graduated or they 25 career or something.
I guess
you can't be in college.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, because you still out here living. Yeah. You living your whole.
I don't mean grad school. I mean undergrad. You can't literally.
Oh, yeah, grad school. Yeah,
I mean you can't literally be a full time student working.
You ain't got no 9-to-5. Yeah. Your 9-to-5 is being in a classroom.
Yeah, like nah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. 100%. 100%. Yeah.
I definitely feel like I can go older, but I can't go younger. I feel like the youngest I probably do would maybe be 28. And that gives me 8 years.
Okay.
Is that 8? Yeah, 8 years. That gives me 8 years. Older, I probably feel like I can go 8 the other way, possibly. I probably go 8 either way. I think like once you get past 8, you guys are almost in like different like generations. Like
keep it a buck. We in
8
different
really
generations. Yeah. Shit. 5 years from now, like people 5 years younger than us is in a different generation.
I mean, I think about it, like I fucks with 90s R&B. I fuck with early 2000s shit. Like it's motherfuckers that's like 8 years younger than us that ain't really, you know what I'm saying, like listen to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, the heart of fucking 90s R&B when it was Boyz II Men, SWV and Escape and Total and shit like that. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? They listening to Unk and, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean? That was us.
Butter Love and, no, Unk was 2000s though. But they don't know anything. They don't grasp that.
Oh,
they don't
Unk
grasp
2000?
That. Yeah, Unk was 2000. Walking Out was 2000.
Shit, I was a fresh high schooler. A
little
that
scrappy,
point.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, high school, college, yeah. Yes. College ages, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think I can, like I said, I think I can do 8 either way. That'd probably be my max. Unless it's just somewhere where they show me a great level of maturity. But, like, I think even at that 8-year range, it's kind of like, we might be on just two different walks of life, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely get where you're coming from. I'm thinking 8 years, that would put you definitely from my age range in the 90s. So it's like when you were born.
My world.
Yeah, like I feel like once you were able to do anything, like I was a full-fledged fucking adult.
Yeah, and I hate when you're dating with somebody, like if you're the younger person, like they always make it seem like they always revert that shit back to like elementary school. Like, yeah. Damn, like you 8 years younger than me. That mean when you was in the 12th, right? I was like, that shit sounds creepy as fuck.
It does. Yeah, like when I was 10, you was 18.
Can we not fucking talk about that? Like,
all right, cool. So my dick just got soft.
Right. Yeah, just ruin that shit. Go home.
You young ass.
Right.
You, what about
you talk. You're gonna talk you yourself the out the dick. How about that?
I say probably youngest would probably be 24, 25. I'm only 29, but 24, 25.
Yeah. Because you can't do 10 years.
No, because
that's gonna be
I wouldn't want to do fucking.
Motherfucking barely can vote. High school, shit, right?
That's damn near high school, right there.
I'd be stressed out from the text and like, you text too fast. Relax.
What is this like, abbreviation,
man?
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
She be talking to your ass in a whole ass conversation, man, with emojis.
What does this mean?
Right.
Like, hey, you try to show your niggas that shit, they be like,
what the fuck does that mean, nigga?
Nigga, rising sun, hand dragon, my nigga. I don't know. But I don't know.
Older, though, I like older women personally.
Facts. I love me an older woman.
Just the mindset and the, you know what I'm saying, the thinking a little bit different. So that's always nice. But I would say probably go 35, 36 at this point. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, like I said, the 24, 25 on the young side, it's a lot to that, though, because y'all some different beasts out here these days. Mm-hmm. Like, I kick it, but I ain't got the club kick it. I ain't got the heavy nightlife kicking in me more. And if that's your mindset.
Yeah, I can't. Nah. I ain't got it.
We get Sunday Funday a few times. We can, you know, low-key chill, go to the crib. Smoke some hookah or something like that. But if you're trying to really be out in these streets, like, that's your scene, I'm good.
I can't do it. Mm-mm. No, I feel you. No, 100%.
Nah. So, I mean, I say about four down, then probably about six, seven up. So,
okay.
That's how I would see
it.
I like that. I think the guy would definitely, like I say, I think we approach with caution, but we definitely... We'll shoot for the fences with that old.
Especially when the young jump.
They different, man.
They move, look, but if you see that nice cold OG, listen, I'm definitely gonna be like, "What's up?" Like, I'm trying to be the funniest nigga ever.
What it do, baby?
I'm trying to be Richard Pryor in this motherfucker. Less cussing, you feel me?
And then it'd be cool too. Like, usually with the old, they got a little. The kid's a little older too, most of the time. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to deal with that.
But I'm saying, you don't got to deal with that.
You get with the older, you're going to be right in the middle. Like, you can get the. Sometimes you get with the daughter or get with the damn mama. Right.
But
Drake is of that age where he could, though. That's great. Right.
But it is, like I said, it's just
I am
like.
Too, shit.
We all are, shit.
God damn.
Right.
But it is.
I just thought about that.
To the point of, like, you just got to. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, like, that's for you, because them young girls, man, like I said, if you go too young.
They do move different, boy.
Literally stressed out in this motherfucker.
You like, God damn, girl, because you sit your ass the fuck down.
Right.
So, like I said, we been there. We done the same shit. So, like, you can't even be mad.
Right.
And that's why I get mad when, like, I would say older guys date younger girls or vice versa. Like, you can't be mad. You did that shit.
Yeah.
You was in the club at, you know what I'm saying, when you was 23, 24. Like, you was kicking it hard. So why can you be mad at, like, why can't they do it? But that's another reason why I say live your life first and then get in a relationship. Like, do that shit to where, like, you at a good point in life to where once you in that relationship, it don't even matter at that point. It's like, I don't got to go out. I can if I want to, but, you know, but. Y'all want to be mad about everything anyway, so.
Ooh. All right, our next question, we're going to keep in the shy, and this one is from Shy, from the Shy. Her question is ghosting a lack of communication Or is it just the fear of informing someone that you are no longer interested in order to spare their feelings?
I think shit just happens. Like, it just happens. It's like, it's sometimes it's the way the cookie crumbles. It's just, you get busy, they get busy. And I mean, you might hit them up periodically just to say, what's up? But nothing really comes of that.
Right, right.
So I don't think it's either. Like, it just life just happens. It just happens. But I mean, I've definitely been, and I mean, I'm not gonna say currently in a situation like that, because yeah, no, never mind. I speak to this person when we need to speak,
right?
And that's how I feel. Like, we both do it. Like, we, like, they'll just say, hey, whatever, we'll have a short ass conversation and keep it pushing,
right?
Same thing here. I'll say, hey, how's everything going? How's this? How's this? All right, and then we keep it pushing. We try to link up. It just never happens.
Okay.
All right, cool. I mean, like, it's not like I'm not butthurt that it don't happen, but it's like, sometimes it's like, fuck it, that's life. That's what it is.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Dre? Yeah, no, Darius? DB?
No. That's very true. I feel the same way. Like, especially, like, these last couple of weeks, like, I feel like I've definitely fell off the face of the map because I've been working like 60 plus hours. Oh, you yeah. feel me? Like,
oh, no. Facts.
That shit's tough, dog.
Tough.
Like, see, I'm working close actually to 70 to 60.
Tough.
Just, and that's how my August always is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually entertaining, you know, dating, you know, and like, I just literally fell off the map and people were catching attitudes with it. And I'm like, sweetheart, like,
I can't, yeah.
I'm like, sweetheart, you working 40 hours, you get to go home, you're 9 to 5, you Gucci, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally working 8 to sometimes 8. I got to find something to eat, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Fucking eat, because I usually ain't fucking eating.
Yep.
Shit, shave, shower, go to sleep and do the shit all over again.
Every
like,
day.
I'm sorry if I don't have time to pick up the phone and talk to you about nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't an intentional ghosting, but I just need you to fucking understand, like, yo, like, I ain't got time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, like, if ain't shit gonna shake, I'll put you in the friend zone.
Yeah. Keep it a buck. I mean, if you really so hell bent of trying to speak to that person, pull up on the nigga.
Yeah,
Chances are you know where that nigga work at.
I don't know.
I mean, I ain't got shit to hide, but I'm like,
No. Don't pull up to my shit. Hell no.
Hey, you can pull up to my job because you can't get in anyway. So, and I can't look at my phone anyway. So it's like,
you need none of that, baby. But no, what I'm
saying. Do not be setting these women up for false expectations.
Go ahead, like, pull up on us.
But Leon said I should pull up on you.
Pull up on
so
you.
I'm pulling up on you. Like, whoa.
Nigga, it's a conversation that's going to be had. Come on, y'all. Y'all tripping.
No. Sometimes people will just be like,
don't come to my fucking job.
I just happen to be in the area and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I'm not in the area today.
But no, I'm with. But it's like, I'm busy. You busy, sometimes we just
busy.
Or you should be.
Right,
or you should be busy. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's just like we just miss each other. Sometimes we just not on the same page. Sometimes we just kind of miss at that moment that we thought we were open. Your schedule changed, my schedule changed. I am the, I ain't gonna say the king of the comeback, but like
further elaborate on that before we go any further.
It's like I don't mind texting you if we haven't talked in a while.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Same here.
Maybe 2-3 months, I'm going to have that conversation like we didn't skip a fucking beat. And that's what I would say, like, sometimes, like, is I talk to you, so, like, you'd be like, damn, like, nigga, I wasn't ghosting you, you know what I'm saying? I forgot to text you back. I forgot this, you know what I'm saying? Then shit started happening. Then you'd be like, you look up, you're like, damn, I ain't talked to what's name in a minute. Like, what's going on with them? And you reach out. But I think we also just pride with people, period. I think that's the biggest thing. Oh, I don't want to double text. Why not? Like, you know, they ain't hit me back today, so I ain't going to hit them back.
That's trash.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so trash.
Like, so trash. That mindset right there is kind of where we at, to where I think a lot of times people just kind of dwell on things that don't need to be dwelled on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what the hell was happening. Anything could have been happening. You know what I'm saying? My little cousin could have had my phone playing a game or something, ignoring your shit. I don't ever know you text me. I go my whole day not knowing, and now, shit, you mad at me about some shit. And then I'm thinking, like, damn, like, they ain't text me back. Then you look back, you like, oh, shit, they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did that plenty of times.
Shit, I do that right now, shit.
Yeah, like,
be at work. I sent that text out.
Yeah.
Wait, my bad.
Like, and you just look at that bitch like, fuck. Like, damn, and you just go ahead and just erase that thing.
Right. No, I literally, and I man, one of my good friends, she definitely texted me, like, around the dating situation time. When they, you know what I'm saying?
Right, in that situation happened. Right.
And like, bro, I swear I thought I sent a text message. Like, she had texted me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because she from Dayton. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm talking about? Nice little message. And that shit, she hit me up, like, yo, I'm hurt. Like, you ain't hit me back. I'm like, literally typed out everything right there. I just screenshot and sent it to her quick as hell. Like, I swear I meant to send this to you. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this was not, I couldn't have just wrote this that fast. You know, so you just literally texted me. So I'm like, man, my bad. But like, it happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we can't hold that against people because, like, you don't know what may have happened. You know what I'm saying? My phone could have been dead, anything, stolen. So that's how I say, man, you got to get that explanation first. But sometimes, though, I will say this. If you know they a bullshitter, you know they lying all the time. If your phone, you see motherfucker, their phone always in their hand. Like, yeah, I ain't see that. Come on, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I just say, I don't think it's a real thing. I think it's more so, like I said, life just happens. You get caught up. Now, some people, though, I can see it though.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think ghosting is all subjective. That's it's just that. I think that sums it up from all that we said.
So in other words, fuck that nigga.
Okay. Yeah.
Our last question comes from Brandy in Indy. Shout out to everybody in Indianapolis.
And Naptown was good.
Naptown was good.
Yay, yay.
Her question is, do women have to be dolled up to attract men?
Nah.
Hold on, let me stretch real quick.
Uh-oh. Oh shit!
I'm gonna say no because I'm
absolutely gonna say no.
But Dre, on the other hand,
does Dre want to wake up to that face full of makeup? Hey, ladies, on his pillow?
Let me tell you something. You are now tuned into That's Why We're Single podcast, and this is Dre's time. Dre's what grinds my time? Gears here, guys? Fucking eyelashes. Let me tell you guys something. Men don't give a fuck about your eyelashes.
Not a fucking not, I don't care.
I've never
seen a female
in my 36 years of niggerdom ever fucking seen one dude that was like, "Our eyelashes is trash."
Yeah, like
they trash. Yeah,
like yo,
that.
Like I never seen or heard, like, you know what I'm saying? Like nigga never been like, "Yo, shorty over there with the eyelashes."
Cold.
Nigga never like,
"You see her so, eyelashes? They're gonna be banging." What?
But we will say, damn, you see baby girl's eyebrows?
I will say that a lot faster.
If they trash
or they like big or like, you know what I'm saying? Like we get on that ass about that. But like honestly though, like y'all be spending all that money, y'all be doing all that. They look good for you. You know what I'm saying? I will tell you that we don't give a damn about those.
A good goddamn.
Like
save your money.
You can get your Drake bag with the, you know what I'm saying, your hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're, we fuck with that. I'm definitely one of those people that's like, yo, just be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need all that extra. Now, when you get in that bag, though, and you put that makeup on, too, and you still nice, I'm with that, too.
That's a win.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm with that, too. But, like, honestly, though, like, stop forcing the eyelash. I don't know. Like, y'all killing your own, y'all natural eyelashes to put the fake joints on. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Like, y'all getting eye infections and shit like that.
Really?
Like,
oh, yeah. I've seen a baby girl with a whole goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Cyst on
that
shit?
Yeah, get it right into their, tear ducts.
And I will say, like, you know, just regular guy here.
Dirt, my nigga.
Just a regular guy here. You know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all know. We appreciate it. I appreciate you even, you know what I'm saying, thinking that's the route to go. But that's not our MO. Like I said, that's just like, I will say this as well. When did y'all start doing it? When it, like the eyebrows and the eyelashes? Because back in high school, motherfuckers wasn't getting their eyebrows done like that or their lashes.
So I mean, you get them, just, you would hear about a baby girl getting her shit plucked.
Here and there, but wasn't every 2 weeks, every, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't a thing until, like I said, once I got to college, then it started to be like eyebrows. I'm like, it's become a big popular thing, a trend.
Fucking TV people.
That could be very true.
That's the only thing I could think of. It's like, damn, I wish I had her eyelashes. And then, but, so, I am a male that have long eyelashes. I have it.
I get that shit all the time.
Eyebrows. Like, I wish I had your eyelashes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I get that all the time.
I was like, you can have these shits.
Yeah,
like,
I don't need them.
Like, I don't need them. What the fuck am I going to do with them?
You know what? I've never looked at my eyelashes. I don't know what the fuck eyelashes. I've never looked at them.
Yeah, like, I have women tell me, like, yo, oh my God, you got the nice, they curve. And then it's like the, with my eyebrows. They're like, oh my God, your eyebrows are perfect.
Like, you got some thick ass eyebrows. I'm going to love them.
I have had women tell me they think my eyebrows are arse and shit. I ain't got no fucking eyebrows. All right, I mean, I ain't got no eyebrows.
Hey, well, the first thing is,
I ain't got no fucking eyelashes. All right, I'm Gucci. There we go. Hey,
this nigga really put up his
camera.
Hold on. Right, I was like, nah, I ain't got no eyelashes. We Gucci. Hey.
He did though.
Right,
that nigga posed for the camera. I thought he was about to take a picture of his ass. Yeah,
that nigga did the rock eye.
Bitch out.
But yeah, no, I'm with the no makeup movement. I don't care.
Cause I swear, man, like if you wake up and you a whole different ass person next to me with no makeup on, listen, like that boy, shit is gonna be like.
If I see your face on your pillow,
right,
and your face is like nowhere near the pillow, we got a fucking problem. I don't want to see no. I listen, all that residue shit. First off, why the fuck aren't you washing your face before you go to bed?
That's secondly,
why are you
pet,
not doing
pet
this?
Fucking peeve of mine? Fuck, I hate this shit. Like, why the fuck won't y'all put like some shit on y'all face so y'all makeup don't be getting on my goddamn shirt when y'all hug me?
Oh yeah, that's on Wear White. I'm Wear White out.
Anything, my nigga. I had on black and the motherfucking shit showed up. Like, hey, goddamn, what is this shit called?
Quick, it's foundation.
No, not the foundation. What the shit put on to keep your shit on your face?
Oh, concealer. Oh,
yeah, then yeah, keep yo.
I thought you were talking about what was on your shirt.
Okay, no, I knew it was the fucking foundation, but we put some goddamn bit, concealer on that shit. So that shit don't be coming off when you be hugging niggas, because what a nigga gonna do when he see you? Hey, what's up, cigar? How you doing? Gonna go for the hug.
You gonna hit you with the.
I'm gonna start hitting your motherfucker with the Heisman real quick. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna hit you with the side hug fast. Like, what up, baby girl?
Damn.
That may not work.
Oh, I might hit you.
You know how many goddamn, you know how many goddamn shirts I gotta wash and shit in? You know what I'm saying? If I had
to try to wear that bitch tomorrow, you feel me?
Well, you know, our others, they already say, like, you know what I'm saying, they wear the same underwear twice a day. They like 40% of people admitted that shit. But that was some study or some shit came out. Like 40% of people admit that they wear underwear twice, the same underwear like twice a week, at least twice a week. Nasty shit.
Like, I wash them.
No.
No.
But I mean,
like, wear them, like, you wear your shitty drawers twice?
Yeah. Now, I definitely seen some people on campus, though, in college, they be wearing the same. And the thing is, like, it sticks out because it's like Balenciaga. Like, wearing Balenciaga shirts and shit, and you wear the same fucking shirt like 3-4 times a day. Times a fucking week. Like,
my nigga, if you know the tag on that bitch, you gonna wear that motherfucker more than once.
Nigga, the same day, back to back to back to back? No, my nigga.
If you pay $500 for that shirt, my nigga, you gonna wear that bitch to that $500
I'm
worth.
I'm just gonna buy some motherfucker. I'm gonna buy $50, $10 tees from motherfucking Foot Locker and just stack them bitches up. Like, nigga, every time I see you in a white tee, but it ain't the same white tee, motherfucker. Like, but I digress. But nah, like, I'm more attracted to a woman that doesn't wear makeup because I see her natural, what's her name? Makeup, to me, is an enhancement. That shit's not supposed to be the end-all, be-all.
It should be a plus.
So if I see you and you got natural beauty, And then I know you put makeup on, but you know how to put makeup on, and that shit is fire. But nah, like, you do not have to be dolled up to holler. Trust me, I know plenty of women I find attractive to have. All you got to do for me is have a fat booty and wear like gray jogger pants. And you know how women like the ass be sticking up and like little gray sweats and shit.
And they be walking by and that thing be jiggling.
Yes, that's all I need. All
right, you know what you're
talking
about.
That's all I need. Just give me that. Mm-hmm. That's all the fuck I need. You gotta give me shit else.
Just show me you got style. I don't give a fuck. That's just, it's like whatever the fuck you got on. Like, but yeah, I'm not a real fan of makeup. I've said this before. I ain't a real fan of weave either. So as long as your shit look tight, you good with it. Cool.
I need the tight hair that I do. If you're gonna wear your shit short, your shit need to be fucking.
But if you have a short haircut, you gotta have a fat ass to match it.
This is facts. This isn't the rule book.
It's in the rule book.
This is in the rule book. We don't make the rules. But shit.
If you got a short haircut,
give me a short haircut, the gray sweats and the jiggly booty. That's all I need. It's all the fuck I need. I won't be single no more.
Nah, this nigga don't have a whole bunch of chicks walking around with gray sweats on. Wait a minute, you just flipped. Never mind.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that's why I can't. That shit.
You definitely flipped that shit. I got it. Never mind. I'm going to keep it pushing.
And on that note, man, I think it's a good time for us to get the hell up out of here. Absolutely. Man. On that note, while we still ahead, goddammit, make sure all of our social media platforms, we're going to shout them out one more again. That's why we're single at gmail.com. That's how all of our questions came. That and my Facebook page. Instagram, that's why we're single. All one word. Facebook, that's why we're single. Twitter, that's why we're, followed by the number one. Then make sure you go to anchor.fm/that's why we're single to sign up at your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget the Silent Halloween live podcast event, October 25th. I know, I was trying to, we got to shorten that shit up. It's a work in progress, goddammit. October 25th at our bar. Don't forget, we kicking things off with Shot O'Clock. Everything half off at the bar, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's everything. Podcast is going to start at 8 o'clock. We're not going to be on CP time. We starting at 8 because we got a whole bunch of surprises for y'all. Tickets are $15. They're available on Eventbrite. You get your headphones, you get your premium drink. Make sure you bring your driver's license or your state ID for your headphones, because we need something to make sure that y'all bring them damn headphones back.
Yeah, we going to charge y'all niggas.
Oh, absolutely. And then Halloween costumes are strongly encouraged but not required. We encouraging y'all to wear those Halloween costumes because we're going to have the sexiest Halloween costume contest with a cash prize. So make sure you guys are in there. Make sure you buy your tickets early because we might start taxing. It might go up to 20. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that to scare y'all. I'm just saying we might do it. We might not do it. So why not pay 15? Anything else, fellas? Y'all want to say something?
Y'all want to buy me 2K? You know what I'm saying? DRA period Tyson on IG.
Throw your Cash App out there.
Oh no, nah, man, I ain't begging that.
You ain't that basic.
I ain't begging that.
No, you know how the women, you know, be. They be like, it's my birthday. Yeah, put my Cash App out there.
I ain't begging now. Okay, let's talk first. You know what I'm saying? Don't treat me like I'm some kind of prostitute. Hold a conversation with me first. I'm a lady.
Whoa. Leon, don't worry, I'll do it for you. Whoa. Ooh, wow. Right? Leon, what you got for the people, man?
Final thoughts is this. I love you. That's all I got.
That's all he got. And on that note, we out of here. It's your man, DB.
It's your boy, Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
C. It's Dre. Bye, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Happy Labor Day, and that's why we're single. What about you? Monday. Yeah, it's coming out on Monday.
Have a wonderful week.
Y'all niggas is still-